The opening Mishnah in Perek Shlosha Sha'achlu distinguishes between how treif the bread was, whether it can be mitzarf to Zimun or not. It's the exact same Mishnah, word for word, appears in Psochim. So maybe we'll learn through that Mishnah. We'll start a little bit with Psochim, and we'll get back to Brochus. Okay. In the beginning of the Haggadah, and a lot of Haggadahs, had his hidden imuchanim zuma, mekayim mitzvahs, whatever. Mekayim mitzvahs, sipitzis mitzvahim. Mekayim mitzvahs, arbekaisis. Mekayim mitzvahs, kiddush. A lot of mitzvahs. The Nodi Yehuda was a relative of the Baal Shem Tov. There was a period of time that they both lived in the same little village before the Nodi Yehuda became the rabbi in the big city in Prague. And the Baal Shem Tov was the founder of the movement of Hasidus, and he's the one who introduced that you should have mitzvah sichas kavana l'chatchila. Everybody agrees. The machlokes hatanaim only is b'dieved. If you did the mitzvah without kavana, whether you yotze b'chatchila for sure, mitzvah sichas kavana. So that's why he introduced that you say here in the mukhar mizuman, I plan to fulfill a certain mitzvah. So Nadi Biura has a short tshuva where he disagrees with this practice. He thinks that it's against halacha to say hini mucham zuman. Tosfos says in a few places that the Gemara says a stam l'shmon koi. The Gemara is talking about hakrovas karbonis, that if you shech the carbon, the opening Mishnah Zochim says that if you shech the carbon shalol l'shmo b'shinui kodesh, I know the carbon is an oila, and I decide the shechet decide an oila. He's giving a door, and who does he think that he is? He needs a chatos now. We should shecht it. He needs a kapara. I'm going to shecht his oil, l'shem chatos, or l'shem oshem, whatever. Then tomorrow he'll bring an oil. So if somebody shechts the korban, mishine kodesh, it passels the korban a little bit. Korban is still kosher. You can be zerk the dam, you can be makriv on the mizbech, and so on. But l'yol l'bailim l'shem chayvim. The bailim are not yotze, you have to bring it. Let's say he said, harei alai oilah, and one who shechts it, either he or someone else shechts it, the Shem Chatos or the Shem Mosham, so it's not Oyla Lebaim Shem Chayv, it's a Miktsas Psul. If the Chatos and Pesach, Pesach Vachatos is possibly Medievet, you can't be Zarek the Dam if you Shech the Shalom the Shema. But all of the Karban is only a partial Psul. So the Gemara says, what if you weren't thinking one way or the other? So the Gemara has the first Sugi in Zochim, that's Tama Lishma. That we assume that it's always lishma. So one could say that it's only by karbonis, because the karbon is hukdosh already. So that's why it's oimid lekach, it's stam lishma. So Tosfos says when a moel does a bris mila, we assume stam lishma. Whenever a person does a mitzvah, we assume stam lishma. So Nadi Biura was very upset why the Hasidim introduced the practice that you say hinei mukhanim zuman, because stam lishma. So such a statement is against the halacha. So if you're demonstrating that someone is not Lishman. So he was opposed to the practice. The story goes that someone in Europe, each balabas couldn't afford to have dalad minim. So the community used to buy the rabbi dalad minim. Then the first 2 days in each halachem, so the rabbi would give him atanam and asla hachzer to each one of the balabatim that they should be yotzim. So that's how the story goes, that the Nedev Yehuda gave the dalad minim to one of the balabatim. He started to say, hinei mukhanim mizuman. So he took it back and he says, I don't believe in hini mukhan mizuman. You're not supposed to say that. And now das kain, I didn't give you the dalad minim. I thought you were a normal person. You're a chassid, and he doesn't want to. He wrote a tshuva that it's not right. Okay. Interesting. We recite kiddush. Kiddush. We learned already the gemara brachas tav chafam beis. The gemara says that nosh mechayav is bekiddush ayom dvar torah. That despite the fact that the Kiddush should have been considered a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, a noshim apater, so nonetheless we say noshim achai because koshi yeshtem b'shama yeshtem b'zachar, and the women achai, but included in the statement is that Kiddush is deraisa. The question is that only Kiddush on Shabbos, or is that even Kiddush on Yontem? Zachar zam Shabbos, l'katcha zachar means zachrehu, l'hazakir doesn't mean remember the day of Shabbos, it means mention the Kedushas Hayam of Shabbos. So does that only apply to Shabbos, or does it carry over to Yontif as well? So that's a machlokes harishonim. The Rambam writes in the end of Hilchos Shabbos that the four dinim, the two dinim deraisa, zachar v'shamra, and the two dinim d'ibur kabbalah, kibud v'yoneg, carry over from Shabbos to Yontif. And the Magen Mishnah writes that there are those who disagree with the Rambam, and they think that Kiddush on Yontif is only the Rabbanan. The only thing you carry over for sure on Shabbos to Yontif is the Malachas. Kiddush is not from the Malachas. Kiddush is an additional group. Shada, what about Shvises Behemto? There's a discussion. What about Tchumen? There's Machlekes, the Rambam, and other Rishonim. If you hold that Tchumen, the Ramah Paskins, that all Tchumen is the Rabbanan. Mechaba Paskins, Tchumen Yud Beis Mil. Is the rice at Tchumen Alpayimam, 1 mil is the Rabbanim. So that's a shaila. If the din would have been like the Mechaber, that the Tchumen Yud basement is the rice, so if you hold like a Kiva, that Tchumen 1 mil Alpayimam is the rice, would that carry over to Yontav also? That on Yontav there's a din the rice, you're not allowed to go chutz to Tchum. We know you're not allowed to go chutz to Tchum, Mishnah is in the end of Beitzim. All the dinim of Tchumen, not all the dinim, in the middle of Erevin, there's a lot about Tchumen. But much of Tchumen is in the end of Maseches Beitzim, so clearly it does apply to Yontif. But the question is that the Raisa the Rabbanan? So the Rambam holds that Tchumen is their Raisa. Rambam holds that Yud Beis Mil is their Raisa. So the Rambam holds that Tchumen is only their Raisa on Shabbos, on Yontif, even on Yom Kippur is only their Rabbanan. And Rashi and Tosafot write in different places that Tchumen even on Yontif is their Raisa. If you all like the Tana that Tchumen is their Raisa, it carries over from Shabbos to Yontif. Tchumen is also their Raisa. That's a discussion in Tosafos in the beginning of Pesachim. There is a machlokes hatanoim. Why was Havara singled out? Is Havara? Why is it? What do you need? Lo sabaresh b'chol mashvasechem. It says kol malacha. You're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. So Havara is one of the lametes of its malacha. So why was Havara singled out? So one time holds Havara lechalak yotzos to tell you that there's chiluk malachas. That if a person violated all the 39 malachas, he has to bring 39 chatos. That's how we pasken. And the other Tana says, we don't accept this. He says, Habor lalav yatzis. The reason why the Torah singles out Habor is to teach you that there's no chorus and there's no misa. So there's one opinion in Tosafos in the beginning of Pesachim that if you all like the Tana, Habor lalav yatzis, it's mutar an yontif. There are only 38 malachas and Habor is a separate isa, and it doesn't carry over from Shabbos to yontif. The only thing that carries over are malachas. And Havara is not, that's the top thesis on Hamad Beis. The top thesis. That if you would, if the din would have been, Oida Meriva, de la Mandiyama, la lav yatzas, la ha yasa viyantav. Kivin she'en she'en malach alei. If you hold Havara la lav yatzas, that there's no chorus and there's no misa on Shabbos, then it doesn't carry over to yantav. The only things that carry over from Shabbos to yantav are the malachas. So that's a machlekes, whether Kiddush on yantav is their eyes of the Rabbanan. The Rambam writes that Kiddush and all the Yamim Tovim have a din like Shabbos, and he quotes the pasuk "Osfat Malachim Imachos HaShabbos." That you see that Yamim Tovim are referred to by the Chumash as Shabbos. So any din that appears in Chumash in connection with Shabbos carries over to Yontif. It's a stira in the Rambam. The Rambam holds that Kibud V'Yoni carries over, and Kiddush carries over everything. Everything carries over. Then he says the Tchumen doesn't carry over. The Shtikal Astira. But the only Malachas carry over, all the mitzvahs carry over. That's a shaila. There is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah at the end of the third perek that we say Yotza Moitzi by Kiddush. Even though I was already Yotze, the Mishnah says Mishenim B'chui B'dovor Acheru Shaita B'kot Nor Anisha cannot be the Bal Tekeah to blow Shofar and Shul to be Moitzi the others. Mishenim B'chui B'dovor Enim Moitzi Asarabim V'dechei Vosim. If I'm blowing Shofar because I have to be Yotze, then Shemei Kain and the other people are Yotze as well. So Gemara has a shaila. What's the din if I already was Yotze? I already heard Kiyah Shofar and Shul. Can I go to the old age home? Can I go to the hospital to blow Shofar for the people there? I'm no longer Mechui B'dovah. So Gemara comes to the conclusion that even though Yotzah, Moitzah, even though I was already Yotzah, I'm still called Mechui B'dovah. So Rashi and the Rishonim say, because Kol Yisrael Arev Mezeh B'zeh, Mechui have to see to it that everybody else is Yotzah Kiyah Shofar. So the Gemara said the same is true regarding Kiddush. Even though I already said Kiddush, I was ready Yotze, I'm in the middle of my meal, and someone comes in late, and they don't know how to say Kiddush, so the din is Yotze Motze, I can say Kiddush for them, and be Motze them. So Rashi writes on that story, Rashi in the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah writes on that story, someone came in late to Kiddush, and I said Kiddush him, Rashi says, Mekadosh Yisrael v'Hazman, Mekadosh Yisrael, it was on Yontif, it wasn't Shabbos. How does Rashi know that the story happened on Yontif? Maybe it happened on Shabbos. Just because it's a Maseches Rosh Hashanah means that the story happened on Rosh Hashanah? Not necessarily. So the Shagasari has a whole wild idea that we do not accept. Shagasari holds that this is Rashi L'shitosai. He holds that Rashi Shita is that Yotza Moitzi only works on the Rabbanon. It doesn't work on a Din Deraisa. So if it would be Kiddush on Shabbos, since Kiddush on Shabbos is a Din Deraisa, you wouldn't say that I'm still called B'chui B'dover. I can say Kiddush with someone else. Rashi holds, like the Magid Mishnah, that Kiddush on Yontif is only the Rabbanon. So with respect to Din Rabbanon, there you say, as long as there's one Jew in New Zealand who wasn't Yotzid Kiddush yet, it is considered as if I'm not fully Yotzid. But that's a pshetl. On the level of the Raisa, it doesn't really work. So on the level of the Raisa, so what about the Kiyosh Shofar? We always say it only works on the second day, Rosh Hashanah. The person who is Yotzid goes to the hospital to blow Shofar, only works on the second day, Rosh Hashanah. It only works for the Mea Koilos. It doesn't work for the basic Kiyos. That's what the Shagasai holds. He says, according to Rashi, Yotza Moitzi only works on their Rabbanon, doesn't work on their Isis, and that's why Rashi says that the story in Rosh Hashanah at the end of the third parak was Kiddush on Yontav, not Kiddush on Shabbos. And he says that that's the reason why Rashi writes on Mem Ches Amir Aleph. Gemara tells the story about Shimon ben Shetach. Yanai Malko Malkasa threw a party, a victory party, and then at the end of the party they didn't have somebody to bench because he killed out all the rabbis. The Gemara Sanhedrin says in the second part, killed all the members of the Sanhedrin. The only one who was in hiding was Shimon ben Shetach, his brother-in-law. So he asked his wife, Yanai HaMelech, his wife, can you get me a rabbi to bench for us? So she said, if you promise that you won't kill him. So she got her brother. She knew where he was hiding. Brother came and gave him a cup of wine and said he should bench. So he says, Boy Piagofen, and he drinks the wine. So he asked him, Yana asked him, what's that all about? So he says, how can I say Baruch Shacham Shlov Tivuchayin? If I didn't need anything, I have to drink some wine, then I can bench for you. The Gemara says, we don't pass like that. The only time it's acceptable live is Ochal Kazai's Dogan. So Rashi quotes the Kasha of the Bahag, Amem Chesam and Alfam Brochus. Rashi quotes the kasha from the Bahag, one who eats kazayis dogan is only obligated to bench mid the Rabbanan, but he's not obligated to bench mid the Torah. So how can he be moitzi the others? They probably ate kidei svil. So Rashi quotes the Bahag, gave an answer, and Rashi gives an answer. And Tosis thinks that in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Tosis. Tosis thinks the whole kasha is a mistake, because the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, yotza moitzi. Even if I didn't eat at all, if there's a Jew who ate and he's mukhiyev to bench, he doesn't know how to bench, so I'm allowed to bench to be mitzi him. The only problem is if I have to eat something, not that I have to eat something in order to become mukhiyev bedover, mishenim mukhiyev bedover. No, I am a mukhiyev bedover. From the time I was by mitzvah, mukhiyev yoimek. If someone eats bread, I'm mukhiyev to help him out. If he doesn't know how to bench, I can bench for him. How can I say baruch shachal mishaloi? So just like Shimon HaShetach was concerned about that. How can I say Baruch Shacham Mishloah if I don't drink a cup of wine? So we're also concerned about that. We say a cup of wine is not sufficient. You have to have a kazayis. Once you have a kazayis, you're not mechuyev bedover on the level of the rice. You're only mechuyev bedover if you ate kidei svir. You don't have to be mechuyev now. That's the din of Yotza Moitzi. And Rashi apparently doesn't agree. How come Rashi doesn't agree? Aitaisis tainas Yotza Moitzi. So apparently, that's what the Shagasari interjects. Apparently, Rashi thinks the Yotza Moitzi doesn't work on the level of the Raisa. So he says that this Rashi in Brachas, Daf Mem Ches, is Lishitosai. That's why Rashi wrote in Maseches Rosh Hashanah at the end of the third parak, that the story over there was, it was Kiddush on Yontav, wasn't Kiddush on Shabbos. Because Rashi holds like the Magen Mishnah, the Kiddush on Yontav is only the Rabbanon, and Yotza Moitzi is a pshetl, so it only works on a level of the Rabbanon. It doesn't work on a level of the Raisa. Right, so that's it. The Rishonim don't say what the Shagasari said. The Rishonim say differently. Why doesn't Yotza Moitzi work on Birchas HaNenin? Let's say you want to drink, you want to eat a sandwich. You don't know how to say HaMoitzi. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that daf, in the end of the third parak, that you don't allow Yotza Moitzi by HaMoitzi. Why not? Let him not eat. He's mechuyev to say Kiddush. Or Tkiyah Shofar, he has to hear Tkiyah Shofar. So then he said, Kol Dishal HaRebim Zebizah, mechuyev to help him out. But as far as eating food, let him learn how to say a bracha. He doesn't know how to say a bracha, let him not eat the food. He's not mechayiv to say hamotzi unless he's interested in eating. Let him not be interested in eating until he learns how to say a bracha. So that's how the Rishonim answer Rashi. They don't say the Shagas Haris Pshat, that Rashi holds that it doesn't work on the level of their eyes, it only works on their abonims. It works on their eyes also. We do it Maisim Mechol Yoim. On the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we always have Yotza Moitzi.
I'm asking, what would Tosfos do with that Gemara on Rosh Hashanah,
Birchas Hanen, and it doesn't apply. Okay.
No,
Birchas Hanen, once you ate already, you are mechayiv to bench, whether you like it or not. So Rashi takes that Gemara, and he said, just like for Hamotzi, you're not mechayiv to say Hamotzi unless you're interested in eating bread, so don't eat the bread until you learn how to say Hamotzi. So Rashi extends it, even after you ate the bread, who told you to eat bread in the first place? So since you didn't have to eat the bread, so we don't say, you put yourself in a predicament. The Torah didn't impose upon you a chiyuv to bench. If you wouldn't have eaten bread, you wouldn't have a chiyuv to bench. That's what the Rishonim interpreted in Rashi. And Tosfos distinguishes, no, before you eat the food, so you're not mechayiv to say a bracha. But after you ate the food already, now you're mechayiv to say the bracha. Now you're mechayiv to recite the Birchas Hamazon. So that's a big machlokes, where the Kiddush on Yontav is there, I said there, Rabban. Kiddush on Shabbos for sure is there, I said. That's the Gemara, Daf Chaf on the base, that even women are mechayiv. Nasha mechayiv is Kiddush Hayom Dor Torah. So the premise is that Kiddush is there, I said, on Shabbos. But Kiddush on Yontav is the machlokes, the Rambam and the Magen Mishnah. It's another machlokes of Rishonim, where the Havdalah is there, I said, the Rabban. That we spoke about, the Gemara in the beginning of Nazir. First starts off by saying that a nazir is permitted, a nazir is not allowed to drink wine, a nazir has three prohibitions, you're not allowed to be metam and mace, not allowed to take a haircut, you're not allowed to drink wine. So the Gemara says, not only plain wine, even yain shal mitzvah, even yain kiddush and yain abdallah, also he's not allowed to drink. So the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk, lesser yain mitzvah ki yain harishus. Not only yain harishus, he's not allowed to drink even yain mitzvah. So the Gemara asks a question that it doesn't make sense to say like that. Why doesn't it make sense? So the simple reading of the question is that before the person accepted, no one is a nazir. You're not born a nazir. You accept upon yourself and that a nazirus. So does the person have the ability to take a shvua, I will not lay tefillin? The Mishnah says, you're not a balabas. You're mushba v'yami mahasina. We're all obligated to wear tefillin. So you can't take a shvua. I'm not going to wear tefillin. Person takes it, not going to wear tefillin, the shvua is not chal. Nishba levatul san mitzvah, the shvua is not chal. And it's a shvua shav, and you get malchus for having accepted a shvua shav. A shvua that's not chal. So the simple reading of the Gemara, the Ga'onim read the Gemara, in the early Rishonim, early Balayotais read the Gemara, that the nazir was mushba v'yomi mahasina to drink yen kiddush v'yen havdalah. He had no right to accept it upon himself and that in the zeros to prohibit yain mitzvah. He yain orishus because he was mechayiv to drink the wine. Mushba v'yamim ha-sinai. When the Jewish people accepted Torah ha-sinai, included in that was that everybody has to drink the wine by Kiddush and Abdullah, so the person has no right to accept the net in the zeros upon himself to prohibit himself from drinking the yain Kiddush v'Abdullah. So the Balei HaTosfos laugh at that. That's ridiculous. So they say, first of all, one argument, they say, Havdalah is not their right. So they say, Gemara just learned that Zochas Yom Shabbos Likat Sho, the Haske Kedushas HaShabbos is Kiddush, not Havdalah. That's one time. They think Havdalah is only the Rabbanim. Then they think, and even if you hold Havdalah is their right, the Rambam is Beferish. Zachrei Biknisasa Ubi Tziyasai. The Rambam says, Zochas Yom Shabbos Likat Sho means to mention Kedushas Hayom Biknisasai Ubi Tziyasai. So the Rambam writes Beferish that both are their right. Kiddush and Havdalah. The simple reading of the Rambam, both Kiddush and Havdalah, both Shabbos and Yontav, all four are their Isa. That's a simple reading of the Rambam. Everything on Shabbos carries over to Yontav, so both Kiddush and Havdalah is their Isa. The Netziv has a difficult vort. He thinks that even the Rambam agrees that Kiddush on Yontav is only the Rabban. The Rambam writes Beferish, the Rambam, he said, I made a mistake. The Netziv thinks that even the Rambam agrees that Havdalah on Yontav is only the Rabban. On Shabbos, Kiddush and Havdalah both their Isa. On Yontav, Kiddush is their Isa. The Rambam writes explicitly. But the Rambam never wrote that Havdalah on Yontav is their Isa. So he wants to answer a certain Gemara. He says, even the Rambam agrees that Havdalah on Yontav is their Rabban. It's very difficult. The Rambam holds everything from Shabbos, carries over to Yontav. He says Yontav is called Shabbos Hashem. Svat Malacham and Rachas HaShabbos. You see that Yontav is also called Shabbos. So if you're carrying over Kiddush from Shabbos to Yontav, why shouldn't you carry over Havdalah also? It's a difficult concept. The Pashta says once you hold like the Rambam, that Kiddush and Yontav is Deraisa, you carry over, and you hold that Havdalah on Shabbos is Deraisa. So Havdalah on Shabbos you carry over to Yontav also. It's very difficult to split. He says because there's a problematic Gemara in Beitza. He wants to be Me'ashev the Gemara by saying that even the Rambam would agree that Havdalah and Yontav is only the Rabban. Pashta says that it's not so. So there's this Gemara, the simple reading of the Gemara, the way the early Rishonim, the way the Gaonim, the early Rishonim read it was that a person has no right to accept upon himself a Neder Naziris to prohibit Yain Kiddush v'Havdalah. He's allowed to drink Yain Kiddush v'Havdalah. Even though he's a Nazir, he's permitted to drink Yain Kiddush v'Havdalah, and the price it can't be true. He can't say that lesser Yain Mitzvah Kein or Shus, because it can't be true. So Taisa says, first of all, they think maybe Havdalah is only the Rabbanah. Then even if you hold Kiddush and Havdalah are Deraisa, but Alayayin is also Deraisa. They think that that's probably only the Rabbanah. That's how we paskin. Only Kiddush B'dvarim. We paskin Kiddush and Havdalah are both Deraisa. Magen Mishnah has a discussion. Magen Mishnah quotes those who disagree with the Rambam regarding Havdalah, whether Havdalah is Deraisa or the Rabbanah. The Rambam says, B'ferish Havdalah is Deraisa. The Magen Mishnah quotes those who hold Havdalah is the Rabbanah. Then the nafkemin of the din is where the women are mechuyev in Havdalah. Because women are mechuyev in Kiddush because Zachar Shamer B'dibur Echad Nemru, so whatever is included in Zachar is Hukash to Shamar. But if Havdalah is only the Rabbanan, so it's not included in the Hekesh, so women should be Potter. But if you hold that Havdalah is the Raisa, and it's based on this Pasuk Zachar, so then the Hekesh between Zachar v'Shamer v'Dibrach and Emor should apply to tell me that women are mechuyev in Havdalah also. So l'chatchila, the meaning is that the women don't recite their own Havdalah because maybe women are potter, and a woman always tries to listen to a man who says the Havdalah. But bottom line, we pass on Allah that Havdalah is their Isa. The women are mechuyev in Havdalah. And even if the chiyev Havdalah would have been the Rabbanan, the Pashtus is also women would be mechuyev. Even if it's not their Isa, call the Tikkun Rabbanan, okay? Their Isa Tikkun. The institute of Havdalah, similar to Kiddush, just like Kiddush, the women are Mechuyib and Atar. So Havdalah also, they should be Mechuyib and the Rabbanah. That's why we mentioned Rabbi Kivega has a kasha. It says in the Shulchan Aruch that on Leil Yontif, which do you do first? They count Sphira first in Shul, or do you say Kiddush first? So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, it says that you say the Kiddush first. Because you try to be Moshe Mechol al HaKodesh. So let's say on Shvi Yishal Pesach, that you say Kiddush and Shul, all the Shuls where they say Kiddush, so first you say the Kiddush, and then you say the Sphira Sana later. But when it comes to Havdalah, so we say Kol HaPuki Yemim Achrinan. We try to postpone reciting Havdalah till as late as possible, to demonstrate that we would like to make Tosefes Yontav, we want to extend Yontav. We don't want to bid farewell to the Shabbos of the Yontav so soon. So we count Sphira Sana first before Havdalah. So Rabbi Kivega is bothered with Akasha. The bottom line, we paskin halacha l'maisa that Havdalah is their Isa, and women are mechuyev min haTorah in Havdalah. And bottom line, we pass, there is a machlokes harishonim, whether the machlokes in the Gemara, machlokes in the Rishonim, whether Sphira Sana b'zmanah says their Isa, their Rabbanim. So in the Pesach and Shulchan Aruch, that Sphira Sana b'zmanah says their Rabbanan. So if you have two mitzvahs, one is their Isa and one is their Rabbanan, we should say, Mukudish Reina Mukudish Mukudish Kedem. The more important mitzvah should be performed first and the less important mitzvah later. So why is the practice in Shulchan Aruch, Halacha L'maisa? Why is the practice first? You count Sphira and then you say Havdalah because Kol HaPuki Yomim Achrina, and we want to postpone bidding farewell to the Shabbos and to the Yontif. The rule should be that considerations and all the other things are equal. But if you have a more important consideration, namely, that Havdalah is their ice and Sphira Sam is their abundance, so Havdalah should be recited first. That's Rabbi Kivega has that kasha in his comments on the Shulchan Aruch. He has the kasha on the common practice that we have, that we say we count Sphira Sam before Havdalah, so he's bothered with the kasha, should have been the reverse. When you recite the Kiddush on Shabbos and Yom Tov, there is a machlokes b'sham and b'silo in the Mishnah in Psochim, and it's a Mishnah in Brochus also, in Ferik Eled Dvarim. which bracha do you say first? So Bishamai are of the opinion first. That's on Kuf Yudal and Amanal. Mazgalokos Rishain. Bishamai Omri Mevarach Alayim. First you say Kiddush and then you say Bar Piagofen at the end. And the Silla say no. Say first Bar Piagofen and then you say the Kiddush. We follow Beisila. Yeah. So the Gemara gives two reasons for Beisila and two reasons for Bishamai. The Gemara should have given a different reason, not to be mafsik in between the bar piagofen and the drinking. How come Gemara didn't say that? So the Rosh explains that's not a consideration, because everything is a takana de rabbanon. Brichas hanenin is a takana de rabbanon, and this takana de rabbanon incorporated in the takana was that you shouldn't be mafsik. If the chachamim are misakan a brocha lakos, hey mama ve hey mama, they're the ones that made all the takanas. So they say, we say Yaknahaz, and on the second night of Yom Tov, next week, on Mitzvah Shabbos, we're going to say Yain Kiddush Ner Havdol Dizman. You're going to say Bar Piagof, and then we're going to say Kiddush Ner Havdol Dizman, another four brachas before we get to drink the wine. So why isn't all of this? I have six, so many different brachas. So the Rosh answers, Kach Tiknun Chachamim. The Rosh quotes a Machlokes HaRishonim. Why is it not a hefsek? The Rosh and brachas. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to talk in between Shal Yad and Shal Rosh. So what if someone is saying Kaddish and you want to say Omen Yehesh Mei Rabbo, or the Chazan is up to Baruch Hu and you want to answer Kedusha or something? The Sam Shalim said that to say it's only a hefsek to talk about the weather or to talk about the politics or something, to talk about music, but to say a bracha is not a hefsek for Harai from Yaknahaz. So the Rosh disagrees, says that's not true. And that's why people, based on that, people had an attitude that when you're not allowed to talk, if you talk B'Lashna Kodesh, it's okay. Because talking Hebrew is a mitzvah. The Dabar B'Lashna Kodesh is a mitzvah. So they had the attitude that talking Hebrew is not a hefsek. That's why Tosfos wrote on that Gemara and Brachas. Whenever you're not allowed to talk, so it doesn't make a difference whether you're speaking B'Lashna Kodesh or B'Las. Because they were, I remember, the old timers, the Europeans, whenever you're not allowed to talk, so they used to talk in Hebrew, they held that that's not talking. Wipes out Advar Mitzvah. So the Rosh disagrees, says, no, even to say a bracha, even to answer Amen Yehesh Mei Rabbe, Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu is a hefsek. But over here it's not a hefsek by Kiddush, because Kach Tikno Chachamim, Hei Mama Vehei Mama, the same Chachamim who instituted the Brichas HaNenin, they're the ones who instituted that you should say a bracha lako. So that's not an issue. So Rav Soloveitchik raised a different issue, though. Let's say you'll have Yayin Shel Tevel, and you say Kiddush over Yayin Shel Tevel. So the Pashto says, you're not Yotze, it's not kosher wine. So what if you say Kiddush, and then before you drink the wine, you'll be mafish, shumas, and maisus, and then you drink the wine. So the Pashto says that at the time you said the Kiddush, the wine was treif. It doesn't help that I don't violate the Yisad Tevel. At the time that I drink the wine, I was already mafish, the shumas, and maisus. But at the time that I recited the Kiddush, the wine was osir. So according to the Gemara, the first daf in Ketzav Mevarchim, osir onim, shehanim, mirolim, azeh, b'lai bracha, all the wine in the world is treif. Until you say the Bar Piagofen. Why shouldn't everybody say like Beisila for a different reason? The Gemara doesn't say that reason. Why shouldn't everybody agree with Beisila for a different reason? You have to make the wine mutter. Before you say Bar Piagofen, the wine is Asr. Asr Lahanis, it's Hegdish, Kilo Moal. So why doesn't somebody say that reason? You have to say the Bar Piagofen first in order that the Kiddush should be recited over kosher wine. So the Pashtus is, Rav Soloveitchik suggests that maybe that's one of the reasons that the Gemara gave for Beisila. The Pashto says that it's not. We spoke about it. Pashto says that there is no Isser Lehanis Merah Lamazah B'Labach. The Chamim instituted a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to recite Birchas HaNenet. If you don't recite Birchas HaNenet, you did something wrong. Not that you did an Avera. You're Mevatel a mitzvah, like a person the whole day went by and he didn't wear tefillin. Or the whole day, he didn't say Kriya Shema Bizman. He's awake and he doesn't bother to say Kriya Shema. It's Mevatel a mitzvah. The Pashto says like that because Ruba the Ruba of the Rishonim, 99% of the Rishonim say that Misha Mesa Muta Lefon of an Oinen is not allowed to do any mitzvahs. So he's not allowed to recite Birchas Hanenin before he eats food. The Oinen is not allowed to do Averis either. He's not allowed to do mitzvah, he's not allowed to do Averis. So the question is, what about eating without a bracha? Is that considered doing an Averis, eating without a bracha? So he better say a bracha not to violate the Averis. Or did he say no? It's not an Avera, it's a mitzvah to recite a bracha before you eat any food. And the Oinet is not allowed to do any mitzvah, so he eats the food without a bracha. So the Rubav, the Rishonim say that the Oinet is not allowed to say a bracha. The Oinet wants to eat bread, so they quote from the Chidor. He has to wash until the Sedaim, but he doesn't say a bracha. as the washing tefillin yadayim, because there's an isa derabbanan to eat bread without tefillin yadayim, but he's not doing it. There's also a mitzvah with the rabbanan. If it were only an isa derabbanan, he wouldn't say a bracha. If he's only removing the isa, he wouldn't say a bracha. Shekhar Shana b'mitzvah mitzvano on the tefillin yadayim. So he said it's an isa to eat bread without the tefillin yadayim, and there's a mitzvah. You're fulfilling a mitzvah when you wash your hands. So the oinen washes the tefillin yadayim just to remove the isa, but not in order to fulfill the mitzvah. So that's why when the oinen washes to eat bread, if he's interested in eating bread, so he washes the tefillin yadayim not to violate the isa, but he doesn't say a bracha because he's not doing it the shen kiyam mitzvah. So we assume that that there is no, so it's not true that all the wine is treif until you recite the bracha. The mashal from Tevel is a good mashal. That's true. If a person will say kiddush over yayin shel Tevel, and then it'll be mafresh shumas and maisis. There's a mishnah in Beitza, you're not allowed to be mafresh shumas and maisis on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Okay, but let's say ignore that for the minute. Let's say havdalah. He's saying havdalah. So he'll say havdalah over yayin shel Tevel, and after he says the havdalah, then it'll be mafresh shumas and maisis b'machshava. He won't be mafsik b'divar, and then I'll drink the wine. So when he drinks the wine, he didn't do any avera, but at the time that he said the havdalah over the wine was still treif, it was tevel. So probably, that is probably correct. If at the time that he said the kiddush of the havdalah, the wine was treif, probably not yotzei, even though by the time you drink it, the wine is kosher. But with respect to not saying a bracha before you say the kiddush, that's not considered that the food is treif. The Gemara should not be taken literally. Also, lahanis b'nar l'mazay b'lay bracha. It's also to be mevatel the mitzvah. Yeah, the Gemara has the whole sugya of mitzvah sichas kavan and kuf yudalan on the base. The Gemara is, the Mishnah is talking about an unusual case that the person doesn't have two different vegetables, a separate vegetable for karpas and a separate vegetable for moror. He's using the same vegetable twice, once for karpas and once for moror. So the Gemara has a whole machloikis. The fellow ate the same vegetable. He ate the maror twice. He ate it for karpas, then he eats it again for maror. So would you say he was yotzei the mitzvah a maror, even though he didn't have a mind to say maror when he ate it for the karpas? Or would you say no, mitzvah sichas kavana, and he didn't have kavana till after he ate the maror after the matzah? Because l'chatchila there's a seder deraisa. The Rashbam says, "Hamatzah semrom yachlu." First to eat matzah, then to eat mor. In rare instances, we recommend you should eat the mor first before the matzah. In Shulchan Aruch, they have the case. They said the person only has one kazayis of matzah. Well, he has tons of matzah, but he has a medical condition. He's not allowed to eat more than one kazayis of matzah. He's only going to eat kazayis matzah at the end of the meal. So he eats mor at the beginning of the meal. He eats the whole meal. And then he eats, then he washes at the end of the meal, then he has hamoitz, and he eats achilas matz at the end. So that's, if you have no choice, but l'chatchila, the Rashbam says, more correct is to do the mitzvahs in the correct order. First, like there's a din, first to put on, the Rambam's opinion, shal yad and shal rosh are two different mitzvahs in the minyan mitzvahs, but there's a l'chatchila, first you put on a shal yad, then you put on a shal rosh. You can have a seder hadvarim in two different mitzvahs. Here also, there are two different mitzvahs, matzah and mor, but there's a seder l'chatchila deraisa that first the matzah, then to eat the mor. So if the fellow ate the vegetable for karpas, he didn't have a mind l'shem mor then, because he knows the seder l'chatchila, the proper seder is to have the mor after the matzah. So would you say that he's yotzei the mor with the first achila? So that's a machlokes with the mitzvah sichas kavana, mitzvah saying sichas kavana. We had this machlokes beginning of the second perek in Brochus. A person is reciting Kriya Shema, Ayakari Batarvi, Giyaz Mana Mikra. So whether mitzvah sichas kavana, mitzvah sichas kavana. How come the sugi there quotes a whole list of sources and sugi here quotes different sources? Why don't they put the two sugis together? It's the same topic, whether mitzvah sichas kavana. So Tosis explains, here it says on the side, Brochus Yud Gimel. You have Psach and Kuf Yud Dal on the base. So the Masor Shashas gives you the cross reference, first daf in the second there. The Tosis explains the two different topics. One is mitzvahs deraisa, one is mitzvahs derabbanan. There the Gemara is talking about kriya shma deraisa. Here the Gemara is talking about mora bizman hazeh, is only derabbanan. And there's room to distinguish between the two. Do we taka distinguish? There's room to distinguish. Do we accept that room to distinguish or not? That was he had the Ramban. The Ramban said, why is it only necessary to have kavana b'posagrishin? Shema Yisrael Hashem Echot. There's no need for kavanas, pirush, amilas, and the rest of the kriyashma. So So the Ramban says, because the Pasuk Rishon is Daraisa, the rest is all the Rabbanan, and the Psak is a compromise. Not a compromise, they're two different sugyas. With respect to Dinah Daraisa, Mitzvah is Daraisa, Mitzvah is Kavana. With respect to Mitzvah is Rabbana, Mitzvah is Mitzvah is Kavana. That's the Ramban and the Mohammeds had like that. And then Rab Chaim Soloveitchik pointed out that the two different inyanim of Kavana. One is Kavana Lotzeis, and one is to be Mitzvah Sichas Kavana. One is Kavana's Pirush Amilas. So Ramban addresses that, says, and don't tell me that they're two different Kavanas. One is Kavana's Pirush Amilas, one, no, it's all totally Zebezeh. If you hold the Mitzvah, the Rabbanan, ain't Sichas Kavana, so then you don't need Kavana's Pirush Amilas either. We don't really understand why the Ramban said that. Aren't they talking two different things? It should be unrelated. That's what Rab Chaim points out. But the Ramban raises that possibility to say like Ramban, say like Rab Chaim, and he rejects it. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Tshuvas HaRadvaz. The Magen Avraham didn't have a Mohammed. He never quotes a Mohammed. He never quotes any Rambans. He didn't have. But he quotes the Tshuvas HaRadvaz, says like the Ramban, the compromise psalm. The mitzvah is deraisa, we say Tzvichas Kavana. Mitzvah is derabana, and Tzvichas Kavana. Then the Gemara has the discussion of Kuf Tezvava Min Aleph. Where the mitzvah is mevat lezu ezu, that's an interesting topic. That's what we spoke about the other day. If you're going to, the Behemoths also eat food. The non-Jews also eat food. We eat food all week long. We eat food all year long. We hope we eat kosher food. Okay. We eat food, it's a Dvar Harshus. How do you elevate the level of the Achilas Dvar Harshus to the level of a mitzvah? When you eat in Karbanas, it's a mitzvah. When you eat Matzah Marah, it's a mitzvah. When you eat truma, it's a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, if you eat the Dvar Mitzvah together with the Dvar Harshus together, guys eating cantaloupe together with the matzah. So the Gemara says, all the Tanaim would agree, Osa Dvar Harshus, Umevatal Dvar Mitzvah. It pulls down the level of the Achila and the Matzah to the level of the Dvar Harshus. The cantaloupe is not a mitzvah to eat. So even though he's eating matzah, that is a mitzvah, but he's eating the matzah with cantaloupe. So it's pulled down to the level. You have to eat the Dvar Mitzvah separately. So that's the Machlokes HaTanaim. What's the din if you eat the Korban Pesach with the matzah, with the mor, all Biblia Achas? You say, mitzvahs mevat lezu azu. If you're eating two mitzvahs together from the perspective of the matzah, the morah is not a mitzvah. From the perspective of the morah, the matzah is not a mitzvah. So you're not yotzei anything. Or they say, no, they're all mitzvahs. That's not a dvar reshus. If you eat a dvar reshus with a dvar mitzvah, then you say, I say dvar reshus, mevat lezu dvar mitzvah. So that was a machlokes hatanoim. So there were two, there was Hillel and the Chachamim. And there are three different opinions. It's a question who holds which way. So there's one opinion, you're only yotze if you eat everything together. Al matzah semram yachlu, you have to eat Pesach, matzah, umar, all together. The other opinion is, no, mitzvah mevat lezuzo, you have to eat everything separately. And the Rambam Paskin is like the Tana, it's a question, which Tana is it? Rambam Paskin like the Tana, that is optional. If you want, you can eat them together, and if you want, you can eat them separately. And then the Mishnah that appears both in Brachas and in Psachim is that if you eat, that's a Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hei in Psachim, that's not over here, Kuf Yudalit. Mishnah says if you eat matzah shel tevel, matzah shel hegdish, matzah shel maizah sheni chutzli, v'shalayim, you're not yotzei. If you eat matzah shel isa, you're not yotzei. But if you eat matzah shel demai, or matzah shel maizah sheni shenifde, then you are yotzei. So that appears over here in the beginning of Shlosha She'achlu, that if you eat non-kosher bread, you're not mitzarech to the zimun. But if you eat the bread that's a little mefukpa, questionable, kashrus, so then the Mishnah says that you are mitzarech to the zimun. So according to the Raibit, it's only a din and zimun, because people doing aver are not mitzarech from yachad. But you do say a bracha, you say hamoitza on it, you say brachas hamozen on it. And according to the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like the Rambam, according to the Rambam, you don't say a bracha at all. Not allowed to say a bracha on non-kosher food. But if it's a little bit, the kashrus, a little bit shady, so then the Mishnah says that it is acceptable. So the Gemara has the whole discussion over here, Amem Zayin Amid Aleph, the exact same discussion that appears there in Psachim. The Mishnah says if you eat the mai, then it is mitzarif to, you are mitzarif to the zimun. About 15 lines from the bottom of Mem Zayin Amid Aleph, you have the caption from the Mishnah, Och of the Mai. So the Gemara asks, but if you ate the Mai, you're not allowed to eat the Mai. The Mai is, the Gemara says, in the end of Sota, that historically, towards the end of the period of the Bais Sheni, the Tanoim instituted this concept of a chaver in an amoritz. Chaver is the one who's mekabel divrei chaveris in the presence of three Jewish people. He commits himself to observe all the laws of Tumah v'Tara, and to observe all the laws of Afrashas, Trumas, and Maisras. And the amoritz is the one who's choshed on Maisras. The Gemara says they were boidek, they took a survey, that Rav of the Klal Yisrael was observing all the mitzvahs. There was a miut of Ami Haaretz who were not observing the Bible. But Rav Amoritz were masvenein. Bein le Abai, bein le Rav. The machlokes Abai ve Rav. But they both agree that Rav Amoritz were masvenein. So despite the fact that there was a Rav who were masvenein, they were machmer, and despite the fact that Amoritz sells me the food, and he tells me that everything is gemaisetz, I should say, rechonem v'isurim. So despite that's where Rashi writes in different places, despite the fact that Erechonem Bisurim, despite the fact that Rabbi Moritz Masran Hain, even if he doesn't tell me, some of the Rabbanan, they made a chumah that you're not allowed to eat the mai. That's a discussion Rabbi Yosef Engel has in his Sefer Ason Deraisa, the prohibition against eating the mai is b'toras sofik or b'toras vadai. If you eat the mai, means that the Rabbanan, they said, you should consider it as if it's a sofik, whether it's tevel or not, or did they consider it because of this possibility that it's tevel? Even if klapi shmai galya that it was mafresh trumas and maisvus, maybe midrabbanan there's a din of demai. You don't trust them, and even if he was mafresh, got to be mafresh again. The Gemara says you don't say a bracha because safik bracha is lahakel. So does that necessarily imply that hafreshes demai is ala safik? Maybe even if hafreshes demai is ala vaday, maybe it's also called Safik brachs lachal, because the whole takon of demai, even if you assume demai was instituted by Toras Vadai, but since it's rooted in a safik, it started out because there was a safik, there was a miot amehort, so not mafresh, not maasrin. So because of that safik, they instituted takonim. That's a question. The Gemara says you don't say a brach, the Mishnah says when you mafresh demai, orum. Person is not dressed, he's not allowed to be mafresh trumas and maisim because he won't be able to say a bracha. But the Mishnah says if he's naked, he's allowed to be mafresh demai, because the understanding is that no bracha is recited when you mafresh demai. And the Gemara says, why? Because safik bracha is lahokel. So does that necessarily imply that the hafreshes demai is b'toras safik? If it would be b'toras vadai, then you would have to say a bracha. They say no, because it's rooted in a safik, started off as a safik. The Gemara says that Yantab Sheni Shal Golias was instituted because of a Sveika Diyomi. Originally, there was a Bizman Shikichal Piyariya, there was a Sveika Diyomi. The people who lived far away from Yerushalayim didn't know which day was Rosh Chodesh Mele, they didn't know which day was Yantab. But after the Kviyas Aluach, we have the calendar is printed 1,000 years ago. We know when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was. Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on Shabbos. Even though Pesach was going to be on Shabbos. There's no Sveika Diyoma. So the Gemara says in the beginning of Maseches Beitz, so Shalcha Mitam, they sent a letter from Eretz Yisrael, Yizar v'mirig avasecha midechem. You should still continue to observe Yantav Sheni Shal Golias. So that's one machlek, is whether observance of Yantav Sheni is a minig, the loshon Agamar, the loshon of the letter, the loshon of the psak was, Yizar v'mirig avasecha midechem. Is it a minig? That's the Tosis in Sukkah holds that we discuss what he said, bracha. On the Tosfos on Daf Yud Daled, the long Tosfos. So that's a Gemara in the end of Tainus. Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Tainus, Wadaf Daf Chav Ches on the base, that reciting Halal on Rosh Chodesh is only a minik. That's Beferish in the Gemara. And Tosfos assumes, the whole Tosfos, that Yom Tov Shenu Shal Gol is also only a minik, because that's the Lashon Gemara. Hizar b'minik avsecha medech. And they're on there. On Sukkah and Daphne Bavim Beis disagrees with Tosfos. That's the text of the letter that they wrote, Mem Dalet on the base in Sukkah. It does mean that Yantav Sheni is a minig, it's a takana. You should continue the practice of your forefathers. Yizar b'minig avasechem yidechem. It doesn't mean it's a minig, it's a takana d'rabban. That's a question. The Rambam, one place writes Yantav Sheni Shal Golias is a minig, one place he writes Yantav Sheni Shal Golias is a takana d'rabban. So that's a question. So the Gemara says, we do say a bracha. Yantav Sheni Shal Golias, and the Gemara discusses why do you say a bracha? It should be it's all because of Sveika D'Yoma. It's all because of the Sveika D'Yoma. So that's a question. There used to be a Sveika D'Yoma. Is Manazet still a Sveika D'Yoma? Is Manazet Yantav Sheni B'Torah Sofik or b'teres vaday. So the Rambam writes that bisman hazeh yantem sheni is b'teres vaday. It's no longer b'teres. It's more chomer than it used to be. In the days of the early days before the kviyas haluach, yantem sheni used to be b'teres sofik. But now we have to shoch mitam. We have to kviyas haluach, and he sent a letter. He's already meaning of sech miyadech, and now it became b'teres vaday. And the Raiva disagrees with the Rambam. No, it's still only b'teres sofik. It can't be more chomer than it used to be. If anything, it should be less chomer. How can it be more chomer? The din is that if a person forgot to make an erev tavshilin, an erev yantiv, let's say yantiv is on Thursday, Friday, person forgot to make an erev, he's supposed to make the erev tavshilin on Wednesday, so he forgot to make an erev tavshilin, so he makes the erev tavshilin, but yeah, but if he makes the erev tavshilin on Thursday, ala tanai, he says, if today is erev yantiv, tomorrow is yantiv, here's my erev tavshilin. And if today's Yantav, said tomorrow is Chol, then I don't need an Erev Tavshilin. In Eretz Yisrael, they don't have 2 days Yantav, so they never have such a din. But in Chutz La'aretz, the Gemara has such a din. We have 2 days Yantav, so if the 2 days Yantav are Thursday and Friday, so one should have made the Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday. If you forgot, then you make the Erev Tavshilin on Thursday, ala Tanai. So the Rambam writes that doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh, because Bizman Hazeh, Yantav Shem Shogolius is B'Toris Vaday. So it's more chomer now than it ever used to be. It used to be B'Toris Sofik, now it's B'Toris Vaday. And the Raibid quotes all the Goinim disagree. The Goinim lived after the Takana of Yisholch Mitan, Yisholch Mitan, Yisholch Mitan. The Goinim still quoted the Din. It's in Shulchan Aruch like that. That you do make an Erev Tavshil and Ala Tanai. That is still B'Toris Sofik, yeah. So that's the Rambam sent a tshuva to the Chachmei Lunel about that topic. If he holds that Yantav Sheni is B'Toris Vaday, so what does the Gemara talk about the Sofik Brochas L'Hokel? Gemara raises the question, how come you say a Brocha on Kiddush and Achilas Matzah on Yantav Sheni, it should be Sofik Brochas L'Hokel? But according to the Rambam, that Yantav Sheni Shogoli says a Takana B'Toris Vaday, that's not B'Toris Sofik. So the Migdaloi is on the bottom of the page of the Rambam, quotes the Tshuvas HaRambam, to the Chachmei Lunel, if it's authentic. We're not so sure that the Tshuvas are authentic. If the Tshuvas famous, so if the Tshuvas is authentic, then the Rambam says there in the Tshuva that even though the Takon is B'Toris Vaday, but since it's rooted in a Sofik, it started off as a Sfeik of the Yayma, so it's also covered with the rule of Sofik Brachas Lahok should also be covered. So the same is regarding Demai. Maybe Demai Bizman Hazeh B'Toris Vaday, but it started off as a Sofik. So that's why no Bracha should be recited. So I'll call upon him though, but you're not allowed to eat Demai. So the Gemara asks both here, Ashlosh Shachlu, why do you say, if you eat Tevel, you're not mitzvah to a Zimun? According to the Rambam, you don't say a Bracha at all. But how come if you eat Demai, you are mitzvah to a Zimun, you do say a Bracha? Why? But Holachazile, it's treif, you're not allowed to eat it. Igmar asks the same kasha there in Psochem on Daf Lamed and the base. How come if you eat matzah shel tevel, you're not yotze? If you eat matzah shel demai, then why yotze? So the Gemara answers, "Kevni boi mafkelu lenichse v'habiyani v'chazile d'stan machinim sanim demai." So therefore, it's considered chazile. Yeah, what does it mean? The Gemara said this point is a machlekes b'shamei b'sil, b'shamei hold they machinim sanim demai v'sachsan yedemai. And Basila Matir, and we pass like this. Who's the Achsanya? What does it mean, Achsanya? So Rashi has two pshatim. One pshat is, Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi has two pshat. Are they Jewish Achsanya or non-Jewish Achsanya? So one pshat is, Achsanya are the Goyish soldiers. Not only am I not allowed to eat tevel, I'm not allowed to feed tevel to my animals. I'm not allowed to feed tevel to a non-Jew. Why not? There's no lifniva l'sita michshol. Tevel is mutabana. So what's the problem? Tevel, let's say I have a sack of tevel and there's no chair to sit. Instead of sitting on the floor, I want to sit on the sack of tevel, so I'll be sitting like on a chair. So tevel is mutabana. You're allowed to sit on the sack of tevel. But Tosfos says you're not allowed to get hanor shel kilui. To feed the tevel to the animals, to consume it, and not be mafish chumas, even though there's no lifniva, feeding tevel to the behemoths, but to do hanor shel kilui, is Osir on the Tevel. That's a Mishlam Melech has a Machlek is a Rishonim, whether Hanor Shel Kili on Tevel is that a Nisa Derais and Nisa Derabonim. That's a Beferish and Machlek is a Rishonim. Tosfos and Nerash have a Machlek is about that, but the Din is that it's Osir. You're not allowed to feed tevel to a goy, you're not allowed to feed tevel to the behemah, even though there's no lifnei iver over here. But I know shal kili is other, either meratar or medirabbanon. So if it's only demai, so then they still say machilam is achsanya demai. The prohibition doesn't apply. You're allowed to feed it to the gracious soldiers, and you don't say that it's anoshal kili. And the other pshat is achsanya means if there's a Jew who's visiting, a Jew is traveling around, so whenever he travels, he doesn't have all the assets with him. So he's dina ka'oni when he's traveling around. Achsanya Yisrael. So we're helping him out. So we are permitted. Just like Basila say, you're permitted to be machel aniyim demai, the ani is allowed to eat demai, then whenever it goes around aniyim, so if a person is traveling around, unless he's going with his credit card, he's traveling with his money with him, but he doesn't have a credit card, he doesn't have any checks, he's a poor man, so he's included in the machel aniyim demai.
Doesn't
Tov Zohar
Gemara say not about machel kili shel demai, but kili shel, sorry,
but
it's
Parea Chobin Mamonah Shal Kohen.
If you're giving it to
Kohen,
it gives a different reason for
why it's a problem. Parea Mamonah Mamonah Shal Kohen. I don't know. I wasn't Mafrish the Truma yet. If you're Mafrish the Truma, then it's Mamonah Shal Kohen.
That's what
Tosu
says in our
Dibur Maschul Machil. Yeah. My Bachsan Yisrael, Umbetolam Alem Lezuna Vehem Ka'aniyim, because the Shalob Him Kamadavke Demai, I will tell the Lord, because of the Isurei Misa. I will tell the Lord, wow. The Tosis and the other Mesichtas, I don't think says like that. We got to check. I don't know. That's a little difficult. Because, man, you're not Mafish, it's not Mamanu Shal Kohen yet. I don't know. Okay? Tosis, you're right. Tosis doesn't say that. But the Pashta says that it's because Hanor Shal Kiloi. Taisus writes like that in Psachim. Hanor Shal Kiloi is Aser in Tevel. But in Demai, it's not. Why Demai? Demai was a Chumrim. Because Rav Amar Tzama Asenheim. So the whole Demai in the first place was instituted with Teres Chumrim. That's why the whole Masechus Demai gives you a lot of Kulis. Elo HaKalon Shal Demai. You have a lot of kulas in demai because it's not a regular din de rabbanon. There are dinim de rabbanon, then there's a chumrim de rabbanon. Like Tosha said about Bichas Hamazon, if you only ate less than kedei sviya. So Tosha had one opinion that it isn't even a chiyuv de rabbanon to recite Bichas Hamazon. It's a chumrim de rabbanon. So here also, that you're not allowed to eat demai is a chumrim de rabbanon. Never instituted it by the oni. So therefore, what? So what's over here? So Tosis has two pshatim on the Mishnah in Sochim, that if a person ate matzah shel tevel, he's not yotzei, but if he ate matzah shel demai, he is yotzei. Matzah shel demai, you only yotzei b'diyeved, or maybe it's even mutar l'chatchila because the matzah is called lechem oni. That's a little funny. In the Supek Ri, that's the Tosis Laman Hamed base. Yotzei m'demai in the Supek Ri, boi l'meimah dafke Yotze dafke b'diyeved, but lachatchila not. Or maybe I should say that since it's called lechem oni, so he's dina ka'oni. So I'm shekel. He's dina ka'oni. The chetz of the lechem is lechem oni. I'm not an oni. No, the poshim shadig mar means, since machilim is haniyim demai, that's a raya that demai is not a nisa chetze. It's not really true. It's not even a nisa derabbanon. It's a chumrim derabbanon. So that's not called the mitzvah bob aver. It's not called that he did an aver. He violated a chumer min rabbanon. The chachamim only introduced the hafroshas maizvus on the demai b'toras chumer, not b'toras ikar adin de rabbanon. But to say that it should be mutar l'chatchila, it's a psashver edeya. The ri is mesupek. Okay, so the same reason over here. It's not really treif even min rabbanon the demai. It's a chumer min rabbanon. That more correct is you should be mafrish the maizvus. Yeah. What's the next piece from the Mishnah? Maiserishin shnitlu chumasai. What's the din? When the lady gets maiserishin, he's supposed to take out maiser mina maiser. And that maiser mina maiser has the same din like truma. So the Mishnah says if you have maiserishin, the lady has maiserishin, and he took out the truma's maiser, so it's muta. For him, or pshita? Of course it's kosher, no? It's kosher. So what's the chiddush that he's been starved to zimun? And what's the chiddush that is yotzei dei chayves matzah? And for the Gemara, the Tzvicha Elo, the case is, he was only Mafrish, Maisa Menah Maisa, but he was not Mafrish, the Chumah G'dayla. The Levi was not mafresh to Magdala. But the farmer usually is mafresh to Magdala first. There's a pasuk Rashi quotes from Parshas Mishpatim. Malayoscha v'demacha loisa acher. It's a difficult pasuk. Malayoscha v'demacha loisa acher. So the Gemara in the beginning of Tmura explains. Malayoscha v'demacha loisa acher. Malayoscha goes on bikurim and demacha goes on truma. How do the words come? That's a big problem. Malayoscha means bikurim and demacha means truma gedoyla. Loisa acher, you should not be mishana the seder ha'afrashas. You should first be mafrish bikurim when the peris, the farmer sees that the peris are fully ripened. That's called malayoscha. Then you have to harvest it from the ground, detach it. The bikurim are mafrish bodem mechuba lekarka. After you detach it from the ground, after you ready were mafrish bikurim, then mafrish demacha, and demacha means truma. How does demacha come to mean truma is a problem. Okay, so the Rishonim break their head on that. So the pasuk says you're not allowed to be mishana the seder ha'afrashas. So, and just like the Torah says you have to be mafresh first bikurim and then truma gedayla, so too first truma gedayla then ma'aser rishon. So if you're going to be mafresh ma'aser rishon before truma gedayla, that's also a violation of melayoscha v'demacha lo'aser acher, not to be mishana the seder ha'afrashas. But the Gemara over here is talking about a case. He's mishana the seder. Ma'aser Rishon she'ekdima b'shibolim. He was mafresh Ma'aser Rishon before Meiruach. Meiruach means you remove all the psolus from the Yoichel. Here b'shibolim has the psolus with the Yoichel all together. So it didn't really become tevel yet. Meikra din deraisa, it only becomes tevel after you do Meiruach and Rias Pnei Abayis. Here he didn't even do the Meiruach yet. So the Gemara learns that from Sukkim, if you mafresh b'shibolim mitzchal, you're not mechuyev to be mafresh. You're allowed to eat aroi. If you weren't mafresh, because the chayvus hafrash is only chal after you had miruach and re'es pnei abayis. So what's the din? The iser, strictly speaking, doesn't apply. There's a contradiction between two rashis. Rashi in one place and two different mesichtas. Rashi in one place says that there is an iser. The other place Rashi said there's no iser. So the Acharonim say, if you read the Rashi carefully, Rashi says he did a harama. He didn't violate the iser. The iser is only after miruach and re'es pnei abayis. Then there's a chiyav hafrasha, then the yisad devil sets in, then you have the din. You're not allowed to be mafresh ma'aser rishon before shumagdali. He was talking, the Levi is a wise guy. So Rashi writes, Halevi kodem es hakoin. The Levi comes to the farmer, and he winds him up, and he tells him, be mafresh ma'aser rishon first. The Levi is going to get more. Normally, how much do you give for shumagdali? How much do you give? So the Gemara says, strictly speaking, chitach as pateras as kol akri. You give one, you have a room so filled to the ceiling, a room so big, you can give one little kernel of grain, there's no shear. El adam she'en lam shear. So truma doesn't have any shear. You can give mashu. But the Rabbanan, they said that it's not right. You shouldn't be mafresh chitach as you should give 2%. Mida beninus, you give echad mechamishim. If you want to be stingy about it, say give 1 out of 60. If you want to be benevolent, say give 1 out of 40. If you give 50%, you give 98% is good. If you give 100% truma, hamafrish, everything is truma, so the Gemara says it's not chal. Because you have to have reishis, shesherah, nikorim. Truma is called reishis, so you have to leave something over. But if you mafresh 98%, so 98% will become truma gedolah, menatara. It will become truma gedolah, but you have to leave over something else. So the Ben Levi knows that the farmer is probably going to take off 2% for Truma Gedoyla, then he's only going to give 10% of what's left. He's only going to give 10% of what's left for Ma'aser Rishon. So he's only going to get 10% of 98. He's not going to get 10% of 100 units. He's going to get 10% of 98. It's going to be 9.8. He wants to get 10% of 100. So he comes to the farmer, and he winds him up, and he tells him, be mafresh Ma'aser Rishon before Truma Gedolah. Farmer says, you're not allowed to do that. So the Levi says, no, the Yisr, Melaschu, Namach, Lo'aser Acher only sets in after it's already Tevel. But before Meruach, if it's Bishibolim, then you're not in violation. So he goes and he gives the Levi 10% of everything. Sometimes it'll be thousands of dollars of an afkamina. If a guy has tons and tons of food, he has a lot of farms. 10% of everything is much more than 9.8% of everything. The 0.2% can be a big difference. So now the question is, the Levi has to take out 10% of what he has and give it as Maisa min HaMaisa. But what about Truma G'dayla? So that's what the Gemara learns out from a Pasuk. Maisa Rishon Shehigdima B'Shibolim, the Levi wound up the farmer, and the farmer gave away 10% to the Levi, and the Levi takes up Maisa min HaMaisa, gives it to the Kohen, Potem et Truma G'dayla Shenemar. The Levi does not have to give Truma G'dayla on this. The farmer has to be mafrish Truma G'dayla on the rest of what he has, but on the share that the Levi has, no, doesn't have to. Shenema, the pasuk says, "If I remember, man, a truma Hashem, ma'isa min ha'ma'isa." That's the pasuk. Ma'isa min ha'ma'isa, ma'ati lach v'lo truma gedola truma ma'isa min ha'ma'isa. You don't have to be mafresh both. All you have to be mafresh is ma'isa min ha'ma'isa. So Rapapa asks, "Ihochi, if so, really have a pasuk that says like that? So why do you say only higdimo b'shibolim? What if higdimo b'kri? What if he already did the miruach and the rias b'nei abayis and everything already became tevel derais and he violated the din taket?" He violated the din. There was Mishana de Seder HaHafroshes. The Gemara in the first perek in Tmurid discusses this pasuk. The Gemara is discussing over there whether you're loika or not. Is it called the Mishnah says if a person is mafrish Tmura, person is mafrish Tmura, he's loika. The Mishnah says so if he goes up by Megetz Malkus. So the Gemara says that's an exception, isn't an exception to the rule. Do we have a rule, a lav shem a maisa ein loikam olav? And over here, the fellow only violated the lav of lo yachlifenu v'lo yimarosai by dibur. So maybe I should say, harezu tmurazu. He said tmura. So should I consider an avera violated through dibur, the lav shem a maisa ein loikam olav? This is an exception to the rule. I say, no, maybe it's not an exception to the rule. That's the context over there. So the Gemara discusses whether you get Malkus if you Mishana the Seder HaHafroshes. So the Gemara there raises the issue here. It says on the side, it's in Tmura, Daf Hei. The Gemara Rapapa raises the issue. If this din is based on a Pasuk, Maisa Man HaMaisa Amata V'ach Lo Chumar Gedol Chumas Maisa Man HaMaisa, so why is it only Higdimo B'Shibolim? Even if Higdimo B'Kri, B'Kri means he already did the Mirach and he already did the Rias B'nei Abayis. You should also not, the Ben Levi shouldn't be Mechuyit to Mimafri Chumar Gedol. So Abai answers in no, Alecha HaMakro, we have another pasuk that says, Mikol Matznas, Mikol Maiser Sechem Tarimu. You have to be Mafrish, Truma Gedayla, from Maiser also. So then the Gemara says, so you have two psukim that contradict each other. One pasuk sounds like it says that the Levi is only Mechuyiv to be Mafrish, Maiser Mera Maiser. He doesn't have to be Mafrish, Truma Gedayla. The other pasuk says, Mikol Matznas Sechem Tarimu. The Levi has to give Truma Gedayla from the Maiser Rishon. How did you decide my rights? How did you decide what the cutoff point is? So the Gemara says, "Hayidgin v'haylo yidgin." This already had meruach. So Tosus and Shabbos here on the side, they tell you, look in the Tosus. Did they tell you? They don't tell you, but they forgot to tell you. Okay. There's a Tosus and Shabbos Kuf Chavzayin on the base. Usually they tell you to look in the Tosus. So Tosus there has two opinions. "Hayidgin v'haylo yidgin." In order to become tevel, you need meruach. And Rias Pnei Abayis, Miruach means he removed all the service, then he put it in a neat pile. And then Rias Pnei Abayis means he took it inside the barn. He took it inside the silo, not still outside on the farm. So that's in order that it should become Tevel. The Cheftz is changed when you do Miruach, the Cheftz is changed. When High Idgen, so Tosis has two opinions, a little Tosis there on Shabbos, just has the two opinions. Hayidgin means after you did meruach, then the other din sets in. Then it's called higdimu bikri. You have to be mafish both truma gedola and ma'isa min ha'ma'isa. Or it's lav davke idgin. It means you did meruach and rias b'nei abayis and mamish became tevel. So then you say they can't get away with only one afrosh. You have to do both. So Tosfos has one opinion. Even though you need both meruach and rias b'nei abayis to be mechuyev and tevel, but after you did meruach, the Cheftza is already the Cheftza that's going to become Tevel. So maybe that's enough to have this din set in. There was an interesting Me'iri. The Me'iri is based on a Mishnah. There's a din, let's say you have Truma. So Truma is a mitzvah to give it to the Kohen, one of the 24 Matans, Kahuna. And a non-Kohen is not permitted to eat the Truma. So what if the Truma falls into Chulin Misukarim? Let's say you have wine of Truma, falls into regular wine. And you have Shishim. Normally you would say you have to have Shishim. So the Mishnah has a din midrabbanan. Tosfos shows beferish it's a beferish gemara in the end of a nidin. There's a din midrabbanan that truma min bebina needs mayor. It's not bottled. The shishim you need mayor. So if you have 100 units of wine against the 1 unit of wine of truma that fell in, so then the truma is bottled the mayor. Bottled the echo the mayor. 1 unit of wine falls into 100 units of chulin is bottled. Even though it's bottled, you have to give the how much would it sell for? How much would the truma be worth? So you have to give, you have to have 101 units of wine now. You have to pour out 1 unit of wine and give it to the kohen. Why? So the Rishonim quote the Rishonim that mammon is not bottled. That's the Gemara in the end of Beitza. The Gemara has a mashal. I have 5 nickels in my hand and the palm in my hand. And you dropped a nickel, now I have 6 nickels, and there's no way to identify which is your nickel and which were my 5 nickels. So you just should you say it's yavish b'yavish mim minoy, it's batel chad betray. You don't even need shishim. You only need shishim when it's lach b'lach. When it's yavish b'yavish mim minoy, it's batel chad betray. So the Gemara says, I can keep all the 6 nickels, and I can whistle a tune, and hop and skip, and walk away from you. Yochel halo b'chadi, I'll eat up your food. The Gemara says, 1 unit of your food fell into one candy bar of yours fell into 5 candy bars of mine. I'll eat all the 6 candy bars, and goodbye. I don't have to give you back. Gemara says, no, mammon is not bottle. Isa the heter. Isa is bottle and heter. Tume, if something is tame, it gets mixed in with things that are tar. So that, if it's a religious thing, like tume v'tar, Isa the heter is bottle b'roi. But you don't say that mammon is bottle b'roi. So the Gemara said, the Yerushalmi, by truma, there are 2 issues. It's mammon ashevet. It's mammon kohanim, and it's also lizar. So true, the truma is batal b'meya. Minatar it's batal chad betray. But midrabban you need meya, mimimina you need meya. So true, the isa truma is batal b'meya, but the mammon is not batal. So basically, I should be able to make out a check. However much the 1 unit of wine, the one bottle of wine would sell for $15. So I make out a check and give the coin a check. So the chachamim are afraid that there are we know people who are more careful about Ben Adam Lamakam than there are about Ben Adam Lamakam. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people like that. So if you tell a guy you have to make out a check for $15, then he won't. It's only Ben Adam Lamakam. There's no particular coin to give it to. The truma fell in before he gave the truma to any individual coin. So we're afraid the guy's going to be negligent. He won't make out the check. So he said, you're not allowed to make it into a Ben Adam Lamakam. You're not allowed to drink the meduma. The mai is when you, the mai with an aleph, dalem mem aleph yud. The mai is when you buy from an am ha'aretz. And he swears on a stack of Bibles that it was mafish chumas ha'maisu, so that's called the mai. And meduma with an ayin, meduma means a tarubis. Chuma fell into chulin, and it's a mim b'minoi, so then you need meya. So the iser aspect is bottled, but the mammon is not bottled. So if you're going to tell the people you can drink the wine the way it is, but you have to make out a check for $15, the guy's going to be negligent about the check. So they made it into a bin adam lamakam. They said, the truma is not bottled until you mafrish min eibay. And then when you mafrish 1 unit, one gallon of wine that fell in, I'll treat it as if he saw shenafla, he saw she also. As if that gallon of wine that I took out, as if that was the original gallon of truma that fell in. Okay. That's what they made a din with the Rabban. So that's what the Miri says over here on this Gemara. He said, what's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? Mishnah and Psachim and Mishnah and Brachas. if the person, the Levi, made matzah for the Maisa Rishon, she nitlo chumas Maisa mimenu, but la nitlo chumas gedoyla mimenu. So he says, he does have to be mafresh chumas gedoyla. Because of Gezel HaShevet, because the correct Seder HaDorim would have been that the farmer was supposed to be mafresh 2% on everything first. And after taking off 2%, then he's only supposed to give the Levi 10% from 98. So he gets 9.8. And then you mafresh Maaseh Sheni, and what's left after that? So the Levi was a wise guy. He convinces the farmer he should give him 10% of everything. So he's cheating the kohen, because the kohen was going to get 2% of everything. Now the kohen is only going to get 2% of 90%, because he gave 10% to the Levi. So the Levi has to give just like by meduma, even though the truma is betela b'meya, but you have to tzorch lahafrish because of gevel lashevet. So here also, the levi has to be mafrish the amount that the kohen, the extra amount that the kohen would have gotten if he would have given the kohen 2% of everything instead of just giving him 2% of 90%. He's missing the 2% from this, so the levi has to give it because of dinim mamonis. But you know, but that's not, it's not considered tevel. The truma gedolah is not considered tevel. Once the levi is mafrish the maaser min ha-maaser, he's not mafrish the truma gedolah min ha-maaser. He's supposed to be mafrish it. And the Rambam is also mashma a little bit like that. The Rambam writes, he was mafrish the maaser min ha-maaser, and he wasn't yet mafrish the truma gedolah. What do you mean? It doesn't have to be mafrish it. Sounds like he does have to give. That's how the Miri says, and the Rambam is mashma like that. He does have to give the truma gedolah because of gezel ha-shevet, because he was supposed to have done it in the proper order. Even though it's talking, he was mafrish b'shibolim, so strictly speaking, he didn't violate the law. He didn't violate the law, but it was harim lavar ala lav. He did a shtick. The law only applies. The law only sets in after idgin. Ha yidgin v'ha lo yidgin. After you already had miruch and riyas p'nei abayis, then the law sets in. But still, you're cheating the kohen. So you're supposed to, mishum gezel ha-shevet, you're supposed to give him that amount. But you don't say that he ate treif of food. It's not treif of food. You owe him money. You have to give the kohen money. It's a chiddush. That's what the Mishnah means to say. Wow. Then it says, Ma'aser sheni v'hekdesh enivdu. No, pshita. If you, Ma'aser sheni, you're not allowed to eat chutz li v'shalayim. Once you put it, you're allowed to eat it chutz li v'shalayim. Or you can't eat it betuma. L'achalti, lo bi'atim emene betuma. You can't consume Ma'aser sheni in a state of tuma. If you put it, then you can't eat it betuma. You can't eat it chutz li v'shalayim. And hekdesh enivdu, what's the chiddush? Pshita. If it's nivdu, it's nivdu. Hoch ma'askin, hoch shenasna ha'kem, hoch nasna ha'chaymesh. And Kamash Malon, that the Chaimish is not me, Akev. He can give the Chaimish later. He can give the Chaimish later. Just because you didn't give the Chaimish immediately doesn't mean that you're Pater. You give the Chaimish tomorrow. But even though he didn't give the Chaimish yet, but he gave the Karen, so the Pinyon was Chal. He has to give the Chaimish later. Then the Mishnah says, Hashem Shocha Kezais, this doesn't appear there in Psachim, this line. Sham shochah kazais, it's mitzarif to the zimun. Mor se pshita, once you paskin, machloikas Rav Meir Rav Yudin. So once you paskin, Rav Meir holds kazais, and Rav Yudin says, at kebetzim. So the din seems to be, that's what I said, usually Rav Meir Rav Yudin, like Rav Yudin, here the din seems to be like Rav Meir, that when you eat a kazais, that's how Tesis says all over Shas like that. Once you eat a kazais, you chayiv to bench. So once the shamus ate kazais, of course he's there, it's a pshita. The waiter is running back and forth into the kitchen and serving the people. So I would have thought you have to have shlosh shoch lukachas. You had the Gemara in the first daf. If shnaim shoch lukachas, it's self understood the waiter can nibble part of the food even though they didn't give him permission. Because we're talking about religious people. Religious people would prefer to have a mezumen. So it's implicit that they're giving permission, self understood. You're giving permission to the waiter to nibble some of the bread. So one might have thought, if you only nibbled the kazais, that's all he had. That's not called shlosh shlochel kachas. You have to sit and eat bikvias. Chabur shochlu biyachad. Maybe if he eats more than a kazais. Kamash malon, no. The shir is kazais, even for the shamas. You don't say the shamas has to eat more than they themselves have to eat. Then it says hakusi. Akusi is, we mentioned when we learned the Mishnah, Kusim was a machlokes. The original Kusim in Tanakh were Elohim Hayu Ovdim. The whole Geiris was a fraud. The conversion was not valid because they were never Mekabel on mitzvahs. They were still up there with the Zohar. The lions stopped attacking him. The lions were satisfied, but the Rabbanim were not satisfied. So they had a question in the days of the Tanaim. The Kusim were observing mitzvahs. And the Gemara says, "Kol mitzvah shechzika bo kusim harbe medakdin kabo." Yosef Yisrael, they're even more careful than the Jewish people are in observing the dinim that they observed. So they didn't. The Tanaim had a machlokes. Where did this come from? How come the kusim all of a sudden are so observant? They're observing meticulously, more meticulously than the normal Jews. They're observing the dinim that are mefurish in Chumash. So either they picked it up with osmosis, but they never converted, or we should assume Mishuv Nizgar B'Lev Sholem, there was the second conversion. So that was a machlokes at Tanaim. whether the kusim are geri emes, we assume shuv nizgar b'leiv shalom. Or no, kusim geri arayis. And the original geris was l'shem arayis, the lions, arayis with an aleph. Geri arayis, and that geris was not valid because there never was kabbalas on mitzvah, so the kusim are going gemur. So the psak halacha is that the kusim are geri emes. But then, so the Mishnah goes at that time, when the kusim are assumed to be geri emes, so that's when it says that you can be mezamen on a kusim. In the later generations, Reb Meir was goes that this Mishnah was written in between. Then the later generations, Reb Meir sent his students to spy on the kusim, what are they doing? And they found that they're worshipping Dmus Yoyne B'Hagrizim. So then Reb Meir Lushita says, Chayish Lemiyuta. Reb Meir said, Tana holds you have to be Choshish Lemiyut. So he was goes on all the kusim that since there's a small segment of them that we know worship Avodah Zarah, maybe all of them have the din like Avdi Avodah Zarah. So then we mentioned that samach the lashon gemar lozasam mishamash shatzam kakim gurim l'chol devreim. So that same lashon appears in the end of the first perek in Yevamos with respect to the aseres hashvatim. The gemara has a machloikas. If a goy walks over, a non-Jew walks over to a Jewish girl, gives a ring, says Ariyah Mekudesh Asli. Maybe his mother's mother, all the way back from the Aseres HaShvatim. Maybe he's Jewish, and maybe Safi Kiddushin. Because the lost 10 tribes are lost all over the place. Maybe any goy. Akim Shekiddush Bizman Azeh, so one Amara holds Choshishim the Kiddushin. Maybe I'm Aseres HaShvatim. So we don't accept that Shita, we paskin. Lozazim Misham, the same Lashon HaGemar, the end of the first paragraph. Ramas Lozazim Misham, Ashasom Ka'akim Gemurim L'chol Divreim. When they raised the issue, so that opinion was rejected. We say that the goyim gemurim lahakel, that the kedushin are not tofsim. So you see that there's such a thing. The chachamim have a right to declare, even though we say once a Jew, always a Jew. That even though a Jew who converts is still Jewish, but if he already went a few generations and he's totally assimilated and is totally forgotten, then it's a pasuk in Navi, Bashem bagodu ki borim zarem yalodu. That's the pasuk by the Intreyosa. There's the pasuk by the Aseres HaShvatim. Bashem Bagadu, they rebelled against Hashem. Kibbonim Zarim Yolodah, they intermarried, and they lost their Kedushas Yisrael because of total assimilation. So that's what it says by the Aseres HaShvatim. That's a big machlokes of Rishonim. So some Rishonim hold that was a Hayru Hashoah once in the history of the world by Aseres HaShvatim, and that's all. Bashem Bagadu was only Aseres HaShvatim. And we said the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah, the end of Nida, holds that it applies to the Kusim also. He says the kusim after Rav Meir was goyzer, even though it's a problem, Rav Meir chayish l'miyuta. Rav Meir is the one who did it, so we don't pass Rav Meir chayish l'miyuta. But this, for some reason or another, we do follow. So we accepted Rav Meir's gezerah to be done the kusim ka'akum. So some men rishonim say ka'akum b'toras sofik. Maybe he saw mumer, but you can't use him as a Shabbos goy because sof he is Jewish. So the Rambam holds not so. Since the Gemara uses the same lashon, so it sounds like bein lahakam bein lahachmer. So the Rambam says that if they have damani, that's not mitame. If a kusi dies, he's only mitame b'magamasa, not mitame ba'ohel. He no longer has a din of yisrael even lahachmer. He loses. Why? So the mefarshim assume this really Eish has a famous tshuva about this. So he explains the shitas of Rambam. That whenever a group of Jews floats so far away from mainstream Judaism that it looks like a different religion, doesn't look like the kusim floated away, everything was so different by them. On the dinim that they observed, harim dakti kempo yesim Yisrael, and on whatever is Torah Shabbat Peh, they didn't observe at all. So they floated so far away, so then the chachamim have the right to declare them as ka'akim u'murim v'chol devreim. Well, let's say, let's say a Jew will convert to become a Christian. Mamish worship Avodah Zarah. See, you're not talking about a whole group of people. The pasuk in Treyosef, Hashem Bagod to give Borim Zarah Miladu, goes on a whole group of peoples. We have a whole group of people today. You have the Reform and the Conservative. They floated away so far by them. Intermarriage is okay, and same-sex marriage is okay. Everything is cockeyed by them. The women are like Nthilin. Everything is cockeyed by them. So they floated away further than the Kusim ever did. But the mazal is that nobody declared them as Ka'akim Gemurim. You learn that from the pasuk that the Rabbanim can declare Ka'akim Gemurim any group of people who float away from mainstream Judaism. So they haven't been declared yet as Ka'akim Gemurim. And then there's a third opinion, the Shitas HaGainim, that any Jew who converts, officially converts to another religion, he loses the Kedushas Yisrael. If he's just a Jew, he's Ovid Ovid Zara, then it's Dina Kakum Lahachmer and not Lahakel. But if he officially converts to another religion, then he also. So the Gaon were of the opinion that a Yisrael Mumer, the Gemara says, if a non-Jew converts, he becomes Jewish, and then he reverts back to his original religion, if he's Mekadosh and Isha, Choshishim LeKidushin. So the Gaonim say that's only Midirabbanan. When a Torah, he loses the Kedushas Yisrael. We usually don't accept that opinion of the Gaonim. We usually assume once a Jew, always a Jew. But the Gaonim are of the opinion, so that's what the Tzvi Yehesh has all tshuva, is that there are three shittas how to deal with that pasuk in Treyosa. Bashem Bagodu Kiborim Zarim Yoloda. Does it only, was it a Hirosha only applied with respect to the Aseres HaShvatim? Or should we assume it applies to any group of Jews, like the Kusim as well, who float so far away from mainstream Judaism that they become assimilated? They don't look like they're observing Judaism. It looks like a different religion. Or does it even apply to one individual Jew who officially converted to another religion? So that's what the Chasam Sefer says like that. The Shitas HaGainim is only if they officially converted. If a Jew worships Avodah Zarah, didn't officially convert, then not. That was a discussion. What about this mediation as a tshuva? A man in Germany died and he was married, he left no children. His wife needed chalitza. There were two living brothers. So one brother lived in Berlin, and he had converted to Christianity. But he was a nice guy. He only converted to Christianity. There was a lot of pressure then. A lot of Jews in the early 1900s, a lot of Jews were converting to Christianity in order to get ahead in business. And then the other brother was a communist. He was a bitter apikoros. He was a communist and knew for sure he wouldn't do the chalitz. There was nothing to discuss. So the shaila was whether they can have the brother who converted to Christianity, can they have him do the chalitz? Because the Rama says in Shulchan Aruch that we're choshish for the shitas ha-gainim. The gainim are of the opinion that a Jew who converts is not Jewish anymore. So the brother who converted to Christianity is not Jewish anymore. So he can't do the chalitza. So the Rogachov thought that was ridiculous, because the brother who was a communist was an atheist. All the communists were atheists. So he's also a mumer dina kakum. So what's the difference? This one's dina kakum, this one is dina kakum. So the Sri Yesh said, no, it's not the same. Because the Chasam Sofer writes that the Shitas HaGoinim, that the Rama recommends that you should be choshish for, that if the brother converted to, if you have a few brothers, one converted to Christianity, so he's dina kakum, that's only if he, the Chasam Sofer writes, that's only if he officially converted to another religion. But the communists, he didn't officially convert to another religion. He doesn't believe in any religion. So that's Dina Kakum Lahachmer, but not Lahakum. So the Rogachova got upset when he told him what Weinberg said. He said, who is this Weinberg? The Swede, he said, who is this guy Weinberg? Never heard of him. He says, he was Mitzarif Chumris. He was Mitzarif Chumris to be magging a woman for no good reason. So the Swede said, what is Mitzarif Chumris? He dug from under the ground. He said, what did I dig from under the ground? The Rama says, and the Chasam Sofer. The Rogachov didn't hold from the Rama, didn't hold from the Chasam Sofer. So he thought it was mitzarf, ridiculous chumis to be. The Rama had a chumis to be choshev shel shitas hagoinim, that a Jew who converts loses his kedushas yisrael, he can't do the chalitz. And the Chasam Sofer said it makes a difference whether he officially converted to another religion or just worships Avodah Zarah. So the Rogachov didn't hold from either. Didn't hold from the Rama, didn't hold from the whole Shulchan Aruch. No. He was a different kind of a person. Yeah. We usually do not follow the Rogachov's original opinions. So that's what the Sri Yesh wrote to a few Rabbanim. Weinberg was the head of the yeshiva in Hildesheim Seminary, so he used to have sometimes difficult shaylos. So when he had a difficult shaylos, he would consult other rabbanim as well. So on this issue, he sent it to other rabbanim. He said, look, it's just me against the Rogachov. I'm not going to argue with him. But if all the other rabbanim will agree with me, then we're not going to follow the Rogachov. So needless to say, they all agreed with Weinberg, because that's what it says. There are more in the Chasam Sofer. These are the psukim that we follow all the time. So then later on, the Sri Yesh writes the whole story up. Then later on, one of the Rabbanim of Berlin bumped into the brother who was Meshumid in the street. And he told him that the Rabbanim are corresponding and writing whether you can do chalitza or not. They thought he's a nice guy, probably do the chalitza. So they were all discussing whether they'll allow you to do the chalitza. So he became very stiff and he said, chalitza, nothing to discuss. I'm not Jewish. Goodbye. Have a nice day. Nothing to discuss. So when they told it over to the Ragachev, he felt that it's a simon min hashamayim, that the Ragachev's opinion was wrong and that Weinberg was right. Nothing to discuss because the din is like Weinberg. So he gave in the end. So that's the shaila about the kusim. So bizman hazeh, it says in the Shulchan Aruch that the kusim is a machlokes, whether if a kus is mekadosh an isha, are you choshishim lekidushin, or are you allowed to lend beribis to a kusi? Do you say a kusi is mamish ka'akam bein lehokal bein lehachmer, like the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos and the end of Nida? It's only metami b'magamas and not metami ba'olam. Kusim lost the kedushas Yisrael. No, he's like a Jew who's mahal Shabbos dina ka'akam over the Zar dina ka'akam. Usually a dina ka'akam is a Jew who violates roiv dina ha'Torah is dina ka'akam. But a mumal dover echad is not dina ka'akam. But there are two dover echads that it is dina ka'akam. One is mumal abedazar is dina ka'akam, and one is mumal chal Shabbos befarhes is dina ka'akam. Everything else. You don't become a mumma dina kakam unless you violate rav dina hatar that is aware of. Some people don't know so many dinim. They just know you march in the Israeli parade, that's one mitzvah. You say you observe shiva, it's another mitzvah. You donate to the UJA, it's a third mitzvah. And what else? There aren't too many moments, that's all. So if they violate the majority of the mitzvahs that they're aware of, then it's dina kakam. The other mitzvah they never heard of. The other mitzvahs they never heard of. Okay. So what is the definition of Amoritz? And Gemara has a whole machlekes hatanoim. Yeah, we spoke about this din. Amoritz, who touches a chover, so the chover becomes tummy. They said Amoritz dinikizav. So if the Amoritz touches an adam tohor, he's dinikizav. So that's what we mentioned. Chazay Nochum, what was it again the name? The Sfarish Paisek, Sfarish Achron from Eretz Yisrael. In the 1500s, he wrote that the reason why we don't allow anybody, why can't people go to mikveh and then go on the Har HaBayis, go on the first part of the Har HaBayis? He says, because everybody has a din of Amoritz, because there are different opinions in the Gemara. The one opinion in the Gemara is that whoever is not careful about Tumah V'Tara has a din like an Am HaAretz. Today, no one is nizer about Tumah V'Tara. Here, the Gemara has some of the Shitas. The Gemara in Sota has more Shitas. What's the definition of an Amoritz? Yeah. So that was the suggestion that maybe Bizman is everybody has a din of Amoret, so everybody, and an Amoret is din of Zav, and Zav has a Tumah Yotzol Megufay, so therefore no one's allowed to go on the Har HaBayis today. And that's what the later Paskum said. The Pashta says that it's not correct. There is no such din. Never said that an Amoret is not allowed to go on the Har HaBayis. They never said that. Amoret that touches a Yisrael is din of Zav, but Amoret would go on the Har HaBayis. He never said he's a Zab bin Ola bin Atman. He said if he touches a Chover, the Chover is Mekabel Tumah from the Amoritz. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Tomorrow we got to figure out, should we learn some more brachas? Or should we go to Pesachim? Okay, we'll figure something out. Oh, we didn't finish this Gemara yet. There's a little more here. Okay? We'll finish the Gemara here in brachas, Mem Zayinah and Beis, and then we'll decide. Good. How was your Shabbaton? You had a lot of lectures? Oh, that was all? One lecture. Okay.
That was basically
what it was. Oh. Good.
Nice.
Very good.
Small classes.
Yeah, probably gonna take it.